four ladies from across the world. We have come just to give a word. Come one, come two, come all. Ride with us and we won't let you fall. Loving God is what we've come to do. Edifying queens, oh, that's EQ.
This is your girl, Dee Vine, and you are listening to Edifying Queens, where we share a vision to effectively interpret the truths in the Word of God in a relatable way that is not only relevant to today's culture, but unquestionably crucial to surviving as a follower of Jesus Christ. If this is your first time listening, I am one of four lovely voices you will hear, and each week, you will have the pleasure of experiencing different views as this is a multi-managed show. So sit back, relax, and take in the rich Word of God. I hope you enjoy. Hey, hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us again on the Edifying Queens. I'm your host, Dee Vine, and we are going to give God all the praise and glory for this glorious day that He has made. I'm so excited about this episode and just to commune with you guys here again. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for this opportunity to be used by you as a vessel. Lord, as we grow up in all things, Lord, I pray that you have your way in our lives. Take away anything that be unlike you. Let all corrupt communication, all malicious motives, and things that do not impart grace to the hearers and doers of your word, and all people, God, let it be put away from us in all malice in the name of Jesus. God, we love you so much, and our desire is to be pleasing to you, God, and do your will. Help us to understand what your will is for our lives. Give us an ear to hear, and let us hear what you would have to say to the church. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. We do not take it for granted. Please forgive us for every way that we have sinned against you, knowingly and unknowingly. God, we love you so much, and we just thank you so much for your presence in our lives. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen. So, this episode today, out here growing up, you already know, we're out here growing up, and it's titled, Remember Who You Are, and Keep God's Laws. You got to remember who you are. You have to remember who you are. What other people are doing, that's cool. But you have to remember who you are. So we're going to be in Psalms 119, verses 49 through 56. And I'm going to read it first in the New King James Version. And then I might read it in the message. I'll probably read in the message. So it says, remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope, you being God. So this is David talking to the Lord. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and I have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I keep your precepts. Amen. That is a beautiful way to take ownership of what God has given us. Amen. So we're going to break it down. Remember being the key word. Remember. Recall. I did a message on remembering. Recall. Like you have to bring it back. You got to remember. That means sometimes it gets lost, but you got to bring it back. Amen. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. We can remind God of what he said. His word will not return void. Isaiah 55 and 11. So shall my word, my being the God, my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. But it does. Not only does he let us know that it's not returning void, he also says, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing which I have sent. In other words, it's going to make it do what it do. Okay? God is not out here. He's not a man that he shall lie. He's not out here selling us dreams. He's not out here selling us dreams. God is God, okay? And what he said is going to be, is going to be. Amen. The next part. This is my comfort in my affliction. God's word is where we need to go first in our affliction, saints. That is where our comfort is. That is where our peace is. The only way you can go into God's word and not receive peace or comfort is if you don't receive it. If you lay that burden down at the feet of God and you're worshiping him, you're laying it down while you worship. But then after you worship, you pick it back up again. It's like, there was a deacon the other week, last week, that preached, and he mentioned casting a line out, a fishing line out there, and cutting it. Cut the line. Cast it out there and cut it off. Cut the line. Cut off your problems. Amen? Because when you give them to God, you don't have to worry about them. But as long as you keep them, that's when you're worried about them. Because you're keeping them. Give them all to him. Amen? For your word, this is the next part, excuse me. For your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision. They will mock and ridicule you. Proud people, they may have you in great derision, okay? But then it says, yet I do not turn aside from your law. You can't leave God just because people got you messed up. Amen. Don't leave God because of what other people are saying. Remember who you are. Amen. And keep his law. Amen. I remembered, this is the next part. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord. And I have comforted myself. Amen. Indignation has taken hold of me. Indignation is anger aroused by something unjust or unworthy or mean. So if you get upset about things that are unjust, unworthy, or mean, that's not wrong. That's indignation. Righteous indignation is what some may call it. It has taken a hold of me. Got you all caught up and upset. Because of the wicked who forsake your law, people that don't just are disrespectful to God and his word. It's okay to get upset about people disrespecting your God. You are right in this. It should irritate you a bit, but be angry and sin not. Even Jesus got upset and peeved at times, but it did not deter him from doing what he was sent here to do. In Matthew 17:17, then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you?" And then he said, "Bring him here to me," because he was about to heal somebody that they couldn't heal because of their lack of faith, because their unbelief. Amen. Aren't you glad that God doesn't cast you aside because of your unbelief? At times, we are not perfect. If we were, we would be Jesus, but we need Jesus because he is perfect. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. That's why you have to remember who you are. Don't let people bring you out of character. You have to remember who you are and keep God's law. God's going to ask you about your business. Amen. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. A pilgrimage is a journey of a pilgrim. A pilgrim is one who travels to a shrine or holy place as a devotee. So, glory to God, in our pilgrimage, because we all trying to get to heaven, we're all trying to get to the place where God would have us to be. Amen. We all out here trying to grow up in all things, not being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. We're all trying to get to where God has for us. We're all trying to get to the sacred place. So we're all making a pilgrimage. Amen. This pilgrimage called life, until we can get to the afterlife. Amen. Eternal life. And then the question you must ask, because it says your statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. Are his statutes the songs in your house? What songs are you singing in your house? Literally and figuratively, saints, I'm asking a question. Ask yourself, what songs are you singing? What is getting in your spirit? What things are you putting in your body? What things are you putting in your mind? What things are you putting in your children's mind? What things are you putting in your husband's mind? What things are you putting in your wife's mind? Questions that need answers, because God is going to ask you about your business. He's going to ask you about your business. So you need to remember who you are, and you need to do what's right in the eye of God, because that is what's pleasing to him. Amen. The next part says, I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine. Has it become yours? Because I keep your precepts. Has it become yours? Has it become yours? That's another question you need to ask. Have you remembered his name in the night? Do you keep his law? Has it become yours? Say la. Think about that. Glory to God. Now, I'll just read it in the Message Bible, and then we're going to shut this thing down. Psalms 119:49-56 in the Message Bible reads, "Remember what you said to me, your servant. I hang on to these words for dear life." Ooh, Jesus. "These words hold me up in bad times. Yes, your promises rejuvenate me. Glory to God. The haters hate me without mercy." Yeah, they do. "But I don't budge from your revelation. I watch for your ancient landmark words and know I'm on the right track." Ooh. "But when I see the wicked ignore your directions, I'm beside myself with anger." Didn't I just say getting out of character? He said he's beside himself. I set your instructions to music and sing them as I walk this pilgrim way. Glory to God. I meditate on your name all night, God, treasuring your revelation, O God. Still, I walk through a rain of derision. We talked about what derision means. It means mocking. It means ridicule. Walking through rain of ridicule and mockery. That is the life of a Christian sometimes. Because I live by your word and counsel. Because we live by his word and his counsel, there are going to be some people and some things and some problems that are going to come your way. But thank God for Jesus. That we don't have to stay there. That we can go to his word. We can remember his word and hang on to them for dear life. Because they hold us up in bad times. As long as we're putting it at God's feet and leaving it there, we won't be around here heavy. We won't be heavy laden. Because we know who our God is. We know who we stand for. We know what he's about. And we're going to be about what he's about. Amen. Amen. That's it. Glory to God. Father God, I just thank you right now for your holy word, for your holy way. Lord, thank you for allowing us to spend this time with you. Thank you for allowing us to understand, Lord, to have some self-reflection, some self-accountability. Lord, for not letting people get us all mixed up, for not allowing us to be tossed to and fro in every wind of doctrine, for not allowing the deceitful plotting and the cunning craftiness of the enemy to have his way in our life, Lord. We're hanging on to your word, God. We're hanging on to your promises, God. We're remembering you, not only in our quiet time, but in our daily walks of life, Lord. We want to grow up in all things, God. And we want to walk worthy of the calling with which we are called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, we're going to be putting away lying. We're going to speak the truth to one another. With our neighbor, because we are members of one another. We're going to be angry, but we're not going to sin. We're not going to let the sun go down on our wrath or give a place to the devil in the name of Jesus. We're going to let no corrupt word proceed out of our mouths in the name of Jesus, but only that which is good for necessary edification in the name of Jesus, that it may impart grace unto the hearers in the name of Jesus. And we're not going to grieve you, Holy Spirit, because we were sealed for the day of redemption. And we're going to let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from us with all malice. And we're going to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ has forgiven us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God. It is good to us. And let all those that have not come to know you in such a personal way, may they be sparked. May it, this word ignite a flame inside of them that they ask, what must I do to be saved? We thank you for your patience with us, God, and we love you so much. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen. If you are listening right now and something said has moved you to want to know Jesus in a personal way, and you would like to start your relationship with him right now, repeat this simple prayer
Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that you, God, have raised him from the dead. I thank you, Father, that I am now saved according to your holy word in Romans 10:9. Romans 10:9 in the New King James Version says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It goes on to say in verse 10, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And verse 13 reassures us by saying, "For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to reach out to us and share your testimony, comments, or thoughts about the show. Or if you need a little advice or prayer, email us at eqlovesjesus@gmail.com. That's eqlovesjesus, all one word, @gmail.com. Please join us here next week to hear how God is moving in the life of another one of your edifying sisters in Christ. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to communing with you here next week. I am your host, Divine, and have a wonderful morning, evening, or night. Be blessed.
Four ladies from across the world, we have come just to give a word. Come one, come two, come all. Ride with us and we won't let you fall. Loving God is what we've come to do. Edifying Queens, oh, that's EQ.